The night of the grand concert came. Mrs. Kearney, with her husband and daughter, arrived at the ancient concert rooms 3/4 of an hour before the time at which the concert was to begin. By ill luck, it was a rainy evening. Mrs. Kearney placed her daughter's clothes and music in charge of her husband, and went all over the building looking for Mr. Holohan or Mr. Fitzpatrick. She could find neither. She asked the stewards was any member of the committee in the hall, and after a great deal of trouble, a steward brought out a little woman named Miss Byrne, to whom Mrs. Kearney explained that she wanted to see one of the secretaries. Miss Byrne expected them any minute, and asked could she do anything. Mrs. Kearney looked searchingly at the oldish face, which was screwed into an expression of trustfulness and enthusiasm, and answered, "No, thank you." The little woman hoped they would have a good house. She looked out at the rain until the melancholy of the wet street effaced all the trustfulness and enthusiasm from her twisted features. Then she gave a little sigh and said, "Oh well, we did our best, the dear knows." Mrs. Kearney had to go back to the dressing room.